the book Hebrews, part 13. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheid of the First Assembly of Jehovah, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international, meaning that we are functioning worldwide. People is doing Bible studies through the internet worldwide. It's not a church or denomination or anything. If you would require any of the books which I've written, or just want to know a question, or have a question, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 International 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, 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 very welcome. Always, you are very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of the introduction, which is so important. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different studies that we are busy with. There's What is Your God's Name and the revelation of the book Revelation. Very, very important. And it's absolutely free, the notifications. Send this link to your friends, families, to those who matters. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, as well as a pen and a writing pad. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You're so welcome in this Bible study called the Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Now we are still busy with verse 3. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Alright, you had a bit of homework to do. What did you find? You did a bit of research? What did you find? Who was Yahushua before he became the son of God, as in the 1611 King James Bible, or the son of Yahweh El Elohim? Who was he? What would you say? Well, verse 6 gives us the indication to say that he, Yahushua, who brings the brightness, being the brightness of the Yahweh's Almighty's glory. I want to know, who was he before he's been the brightness of the Father's glory? And the express image of his person. Who was he before he became the express image of the Father's person? Who was he before he upheld all things by his word? His power. The word of his power. Now there you can read, make a note. We're going to read it later on. John 1 verse 1 to 4 and verse 14. John 1 verse 1 to 4 and verse 14. It just says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. Let's use it 1611 King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So who was Yahushua? Yeah, you maybe found it. He was the Word. Wonderful. But who was the Word before he was the Word? You see, the church taught us Jesus was the Word. John 1 verse 1 to 4 and verse 14. Really? How did the Word become flesh? Or let me say it in other words. Who was the Word before it became flesh? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do you start seeing the light? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, was Elohim, and the Word was God, or Elohim. So was that the Father himself? I don't know. I'm asking you a question. I don't want to put the answer in your mouth now. I want you to think about it. Because thinking about it all the time, will make that you will never ever forget anything about this. And you will never ever believe the stories again that the church world has taught us for so many years. We're going to look at it. So he says, when he by himself purged our sins, who purged our sins? Jesus, in brackets, Yahushua. But he said he's God. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and this Word was God. So God purged our sins. If you read what is written here, then it becomes confusing, because now we say that Jesus, or Yahushua, purged our sins. Who purged our sins? Yahushua. Jesus, Yahushua, purged our sins. And he sat down on the right hand. So it's a different position as the Father. Who was the authority of the Father? I asked you to go last week to go and make a study of Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Who was the right hand? The right arm, the right hand, the arm, the authority. Yahushua was the complete authority of the Father. But he wasn't Yahweh in his fullness. Yeah, there's a scripture that says, and I must quote the scriptures because you're going to read it, or your pastor is going to announce it when you talk to him about this, and then it will seem like he's right. The Bible says the fullness of God dwelt in Jesus. The fullness. If this is God, with all respect, this glass of water, that it dwelt in Jesus just like that? Can I just put my hanky? Let's call this the body, Jesus. And now the Father came down and he dwelt in the Son? While Yahweh told Moses, you can't see my face, you will die. No, I can see me and live. Now he just wrapped himself with a cloak called Jesus, dwelling the earth. But how can it be? Because when John immersed Jesus or Yahushua, and the Ruach came down on him as he stood up from the water, immersed from the water, the voice said, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. So there's two. It's not one. Here we have one. You understand what I'm saying? This is the revelation of the Godhead. We're going to deal with it bit by bit, because it's so easy to understand. But the scripture says, in him, the Son, dwells the fullness of the Godhead. It's impossible. But the right hand, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, that came down on him, was the right hand of the Father. So the right hand was the fullness that this body could obtain. You with me? So the fullness, the right hand, was manifested in the body of Yahushua, which he could obtain. He couldn't obtain everything like that. This little body would have just burst open. Do you understand that? Illustration? Very easily to understand. Now, who was Jesus or Yahushua before he became the Son? Verse 1 explains to us what he came to do. Verse 1 explains to us what was his mission. But verse 1 also explains to us that there is a secret in this Godhead that the church world for nearly more than 600 years never knew anything of about, most of the church world. There's one or two churches that knows about it. And I was a youngster of 14, 15 years old, and I understood the Godhead, because my father preached it to every pastor that came there, especially the Trinity pastors that came there. They couldn't explain it when he starts asking these questions. And it's not a sin not to know. We can only say we know if we know. If we don't know, we can't say I know. Then we are lying. So the Bible says, He Himself purged our sins, that's Yahushua, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, which is the position of the Son, Yahushua, where He intercedes for us to the Father. The Bible says, Yahweh would have destroyed the earth centuries ago. But every time Yahushua pleads for us, He wants every sinner to come to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins. Acts 2 verse 36 to 42. Acts 2:36-42. I'm just taking the scriptures. On that day, 3,000 people were immersed in the name of Yahushua, not the name Jesus, because the name Jesus never exists. That's something else I want you to go and clarify for yourself. And I actually want to challenge you. You want to be a scholar of the Word? This is what we all are. We're scholars. I'm the professor for nearly 57 years. It's a couple of weeks in this 57 years. If Father spares my life, that I'm busy with research in the eschatology, Book of Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, the eschatology. And even today, I'm a student of the Word. Because we learn every day. Father Yahweh reveals His Word still in this day, this 21st century. And that's why I say, when you differ with me about anything, speak to me about the Scriptures. But I don't want you to just every week just phone me. Let's finish the course first, the study, and then you make your notes. Because as we continue, the Scriptures are just going to fall open to you, and the questions that you have on the side is just going to answer themselves. Alright, please, that's a request. Any questions concerning the script, the study we're busy with, please do it on the end when we are finished. You're most welcome. Now yeah, time has caught up with us again. And there's so much we still wanted to say. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.